Greetings, precious viewers, and welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today's programme features an interview with vegan telepathic animal communicator, therapist and equine specialist, Holly Davis of Wales, United Kingdom. The talented Miss Davis is also a columnist for such British publications as Equi Ads Magazine, Paws for Rescue Magazine, Vision Magazine and Natural Horsemanship Magazine. She is currently writing her own book about horses that is entitled When Worlds Collide, Why the Horses Came. In late spring 2010, she will be appearing in a programme about animal communication that will air on one of Britain's Sky TV satellite channels. Let's now meet Miss Davis and learn about her background in interacting with animals.
I first got interested in animal communication about 10 or 11 years ago. I took on a mare from a family member, and basically she was very sick and ended up in hospital having to go through two colic surgeries. When she came home a few weeks later, I arranged to take on a very abused little pony that a friend had bought from a market that was in foal, and we brought her home. And then a few weeks later we had the dentist out to both of them, and what happened then was obviously he tried to treat the little pony that was very abused, and she was very, very frightened. And he told me about an animal communicator called Julie Dicker, and so I had Julie out, and she was coming out with things about these two little mares, and I stood thinking about how did she know about that. And I was quite intrigued by it because I'd never actually heard of it before. It was quite a new concept to me. And as she drove out down the driveway, I thought, but now she's gone. What's going to happen now? What's going to happen when I've got more questions that need asking? And I thought, this is actually something that I need to do for myself. And I bought some books and sat and read about it. And then one day it just basically happened. I was down with the horses, and I think by that time I had about three of them. And there was obviously something that they were aware of, because they came and stood in a semicircle around me, just facing me. And I don't know how I knew, but I was aware that they could hear me, although I wasn't by then hearing them. And so I started talking in my head, saying, OK, I know you can hear me, you know. And then I thought, OK, I need proof, because, you know, I can see that something's going on by the way that they're reacting. So I stood next to my first mare and I said, I'm going to take a step forward. And when I take a step forward, I would like you to do the same. So I took a step forward and she stepped next to me, and I thought, oh, that's good. So I thought, right, I'll do it again. So I asked her to take another step forward, which she did. Of course, by then ego had kicked in, you know, turned it into a bit of game. And I asked her a third time, and this time she didn't do it. So I asked her, why didn't you do it? And she said, because I didn't want to. So basically that was the first thing that I ever actually heard from an animal.
Now, how does the communication come to you? Does it come in words, pictures?
For me, obviously it can be different for many different people. Usually for me it will come in the form of words, pictures and feelings. The pictures I have just sometimes, and the feelings is usually when the emotion is incredibly strong, rather than just everyday emotions. So for me it's primarily the voice that I hear from the animal, although it sounds like my own voice at the time. It will take on different tones, you know, it will be more masculine or more feminine. But it also depends on the animal that I'm speaking to and how forthcoming it is, because some will just give yes and no answers, whilst others, you know, will full-blown conversation. Sometimes we have quite a long conversation just to get to, you know, the answer that I was looking for, because like people, you know, they're all very different when they're communicating with you.
When we return, Holly Davis will detail some of her other inner communications with animals. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants, here on Supreme Master Television, as we resume our interview with vegan telepathic animal communicator, therapist and equine specialist Holly Davis from the UK. Miss Davis conducts workshops where people can learn how to connect inside with animals, offers a diploma course through Stonebridge College UK in animal communication and conducts consultations to help human caregivers learn more about their animal companions' behaviour and how to best meet their needs. Miss Davis now shares more of her experiences of receiving messages from the animals.
There's several stories of how animals have communicated. Probably one of the first things that I heard, other than my first mare, was some chickens about 2 days after I started communicating. And I was driving down the motorway to a livery yard to go and visit another therapist. And as the chicken lorry went past and it had all, you know, the crates on the back, and I was asking the chickens as they went past, you know, how do you feel about this? You know, it looks very drafty because, of course, they were all in the open cages. And one of them piped up very indignantly, you know, do you understand that some of our friends are even transported like this in the rain? And asked them if they're aware of where they were going. And they were. But at the same point, they were also aware of what they picked up from people, I suppose, from, you know, other people's thoughts, that where those particular chickens were going wasn't as bad, you know, as where some of their friends went. So I was quite surprised by that, because although it was so awful for them what was coming, there also didn't seem to be any hatred involved. It was all sort of still that compassion for people, even though they knew where they were going. But I think one of the biggest stories for me personally, and one that really changed my life, it actually turned into a beautiful experience, was the death of my first horse. She had been going downhill for, you know, quite some time, and we'd had just about every sort of vet and different therapist to her, and she kept saying to me, "Holly, you know how to make me well, you can make me better." And for months and months I tried. She was only about 15, so I thought there's got to be an answer here that I'm missing. And I had an osteopath friend out to her who hadn't seen her for about 18 months, and he just looked at her and he said, "Holly, she looks old. She had Cushing's syndrome and chronic laminitis." And one day, and I thought, okay, I've sussed it. You're actually saying that, you know, your time has come. And when that thought came, it was almost like the sense of, you know, applause going off in the background, you know, Holly, you've got it. And at that moment, I just thought, but I can't lose her. What about me? And I went into the house and I laid on my bed and I cried and screamed. I was absolutely hysterical. And I was aware, you know, of how I was behaving, kicking and screaming like a child, laid on my bed. And then I heard a voice loud and clear, "Holly, stop it. It's your ego making you do that." And I thought, okay, you know, Holly, wake up. You know, this is about her, not you. And I went out into the field and spent a few hours with her.
Currently, Miss Davis has a number of interesting ongoing endeavours pertaining to horses, including one regarding the scientific study of equine psychology and health.
Another project that is being set up at the moment is called Equine Science. And what we're actually hoping to do is find some PhD students, some universities that would be willing and interested in taking on research into the things that the horses are explaining to us. Because obviously there's been a major rise in things like metabolic syndrome in recent years, and as yet the answers aren't being found. And the horses have explained some things to me with regards to this, but it's very hard when you haven't got enough knowledge into areas such as nuclear physics and these types of things to actually be able to work those things out for yourself. The Equine Science site will also be looking into things like, are some horses extrasensory perceptive? And does this mean that these horses being extrasensory perceptive, does that mean that why they can work so well as therapy horses because of the extra senses that they're using during that? And actually, is this a normal trait of horses? Is this a normal mind state that a lot of horses now have no longer, or are no longer able to use because of domestication, the way in which we've treated them, which has caused them to a certain degree to shut down? We'll also be looking at questions such as, do horse horses use the Earth's natural energy grid? Do they use the stars to navigate? And just basically looking into all these different areas that horses have been explaining to me to see if we can't actually back up some of their information in order to, you know, show people just what they really are.
Horses and other animals are truly angels who have come to assist humanity, colour our world and keep our planet in balance. Tomorrow on part two of our programme, we'll learn more from the vibrant Holly Davis about the intelligence of animals and their ability to choose their own medicine for self-healing. For more details on Holly Davis, please visit www.hollydavis.co.uk. Treasured viewers, thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May you make a new animal friend today.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.